Fire shows up a lot in the Bible. There is a bush on fire in front of Moses. There is a pillar of fire that leads Israelites through desert nights. Fire burns in the golden temple lamp. Fire licks at the waters of Carmel, and it anoints the lips of a prophet. John the Baptist comes proclaiming and preparing for one who would come with a baptism of fire and the Spirit. Then this holy fire that always signals God's presence takes flesh in Jesus Christ, who is the earth's firelighter. Now, these verses must not be taken seriously. This is the Jesus who prayed and pleaded for unity, that they may all be one. This is the Jesus who rebuked the disciples who wanted to call down fire from heaven upon those communities who had not welcomed them in their mission. These verses should lead us to think of Pentecost, that fire that came upon those gathered in that upper room. This is a fire that changes human hearts and the direction of human lives. It's a fire that brings courage where there's been fear and timidity. It's a fire that signals the presence of God, a presence that calls for purification of those who stand in the divine presence. It's a fire that draws those into the light who've been in darkness. It's a fire that warms those who are chilled by loneliness and isolation. It is a fire like the burning bush that leads God's people into covenant and to faithfulness. My friends, none of us ought to forget what happens to us all on the day of our baptism. We are given a candle lit from the fire of Easter. From the candle carried into every darkened church, from a candle that we bless with the holy name of Christ, because he's the light, he is the fire, he is the one who calls us out of darkness and anointed us with the Holy Spirit to bring light and warmth to a dark and cold world. As he says, every time his words are spoken, you cannot put your light under a bushel. It's got to be on the lampstand. You know, in ancient cultures and nomadic peoples, there was always someone very, very important in the tribe who carried the fire from place to place. Without matches or lighters, keeping the flame and the fire as they roamed about was very essential to their very life. Water and fire are perhaps the most primitive elements of life. It is these primal images that Jesus uses to speak to us today of his own upcoming sacrifice. It's a baptism of fire he speaks of. It's an image of life, of promise, of hope that Luke puts before us. Rather than stir up fear, these verses for people of faith stir up hope and a renewed sense of who we are as a people of light filled with the fire of the Spirit. We are the firelighters of this earth, my friends. We're a people enlightened by Christ, a people who've taken the fire to be spread everywhere upon this earth, not to destroy or consume, but to purify, to warm, and to brighten. That the days in which we live suggest to us that faith and religion are private matters, reducing the church to a kind of private club that holds meetings now and then to talk about the old days when Christ was here. Really? Where's the fire? Jesus came to light a fire on the earth. And all that's left of that fire is you and me. There's too much smoke these days, in my opinion, and not quite enough fire. The church for which Luke was first writing was a church living through a time of great internal division and strife. Jewish converts cast out of their synagogues and at odds with family members over their love for Christ and his promise of the kingdom were all hurting. These verses are intended to give them courage and some comfort in the midst of this turmoil, not encourage them to be self-satisfied and just dismiss anyone who doesn't share their experience and their faith. These verses do not justify nor give us permission to be comfortable with divisions and broken families. When the real fire of Christ is burning, I always like to think it might be sort of like a campfire or the hearth in the middle of a big home rather than a raging forest fire. The fire of Christ might be like a fire that draws people together in intimacy and friendship and love. A fire that brings warmth and comfort where there is none. That will be a place where anyone feeling frightened in the dark can find hope and companionship. My friends, we have the light and we have the fire. Jesus would suggest to us today that we need to let it shine.